Every play, every stat, every breakdown, on their own they're essential, but altogether they're undeniable. Introducing Huddle Instat, a new advanced data platform that integrates with sports code and every Huddle product you rely on to create an all-in-one data powerhouse. Huddle Instat's advantaged tagging and next-level stat reports help you develop your team, and its global film library helps you find the missing pieces to get the most out of every second of film. Learn more at huddle.com/aquicktimeout.
I want to welcome to the podcast president of Game Changer, Samir Ahuja. Samir, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Tony. Really excited to be here and excited to talk basketball.
Yeah, this is going to be good. I think we were talking even beforehand. Name of the podcast, A Quick Timeout, the reason for that. I just know how busy coaches are and how valuable their time is and how we're always trying to maximize that time. And part of that is game day, practices, some of the extra logistics to go into working with our players, really maximizing the resources that we have. And what we're going to talk about today, I think, is something that can help in that whole process. Can you give a little bit of background on what Game Changer is, and then also the tie-in to our sport of basketball?
Sure. Game Changer is the largest platform and app in the U.S. for coaches to stream and capture stats for their youth sports games and for parents to be able to watch their kids play. So we started the company years ago in baseball and softball. And over the last couple of years, we've extended it to basketball and then some other sports. And what's been so amazing, and this ties in perfectly the way you said to, you know, the name of your podcast, it is all about saving coaches that valuable time that they have. It's a super fast moving sport. They have very little time to coach their kids during the game. And with our app, with a bunch of new things that we're doing, you're going to be able to, as a coach, do a lot during the game, a lot after the game. You're going to be able to spend less time having to worry about keeping track of things and more time being a great coach. And we think we're going to kind of transform the coach's ability to use stats, use video to make their team better and make them come together and learn more and enjoy the sport more.
Can you talk me through how it works, whether that's some of the features or how it can actually help the basketball coaches?
Sure, absolutely. So the app allows you to set up your team with your roster. And then during the game on game day, you can have someone on your team, an assistant coach, a volunteer, keep track of the stats, keep track of the flow of the game. Now, that seems like a big challenge because as anyone who scored a basketball game, it moves really fast. You got to keep up. But we're doing some really cool things to make that easier. The biggest thing is we are actually implementing a lot of AI. So you can take your phone, put it on a tripod, point it at the court, and it'll start to capture a lot of that action automatically. Some of that's rolled out by the end of this year. By the time the winter season rolls around here in 24, you're going to have a real co-pilot to work with you on the phone. It's going to be able to track a lot of the action. It's going to capture a lot of the stats automatically. And at the same time, it's going to be capturing all the video. So now you can use that information in game. You can use it for post-game analysis. You might be able to see how many offensive rebounds the other team has during the game. Then you can make a quick adjustment to tell your players to kind of focus on, boxing out opponents or not giving up, finding a way to kind of not give up as many offensive rebounds. The assistant coach might notice that, one of the players on the other team has hit three or four three-pointers in the first half. And, you're going to need to kind of come in and close out harder on that player, not allow them to take those shots. Maybe that's their sweet spot, and they're not really as comfortable kind of closer to the basket. These are adjustments that are really hard to do right now because you got to keep track on paper of all this stuff. You got to make sure the kids are playing. You got to do substitutions. You got to look at strategy. You have a little bit of time at halftime. You have short timeouts. This is going to make it a lot easier for you to do that. Now, you can't do that without quickly tracking the stuff. And that's where our AI comes in. That's where also we are letting you capture some of this stuff by speaking into the phone. This is stuff that is needed for a sport that moves at the speed that basketball does.
So just to be clear, this tracks and immediately gives to your phone on the app, correct?
That's right. It'll be on the app. You can use it on your phone. You can use it on a tablet like an iPad. but it calculates everything in real time. And I'm just talking about the coach. The other cool thing is the parents who might be at home, might be with another kid, might be busy, and they might be at work. They're also going to be able to watch along, watch the action live. They can also watch it later. So it's really a transformational thing, both for the coach and for families. Because as we know, a lot of families, you can't get to every game, right? Some of them are during work hours. Some of them are, you know, when you have something else to do. And who doesn't want to see their kid, you know, make that game-winning shot?
This is cool because I have somebody sitting on the bench tracking that on an app. And I have the ability to be able to have a coach. I know for a lot of programs, especially we're entering here now AAU season, and it's hard to find bodies to be able to help with that kind of thing. This does that for you. It replaces a person. The fact too, that like you just said, I could speak into that. So I could have a parent or somebody up in the stands that's not having to push buttons and look down and miss something. I still get from the assistant next to me. He's looking down, trying to track something. What was that last that happened while I was trying to find that button down there? So just the flexibility. And then also the immediate data is changing basketball. I was just watching a game last night, an NBA coach. Do we need to call a replay on that last foul? He had to walk down the bench, turn to his guy who had the iPad behind the bench and see if that was something that needed to be replayed. I know that's not happening at our level most of the time in youth basketball, but just the idea of being able to track the stats and keeping up with that throughout the flow of the game, rather than having to wait till the end to submit that somewhere so that somebody can break that down, or even breaking that down for ourselves, just saves so much time and so many hours. Somewhat recent, I believe, but you all added a highlight generator as well, correct?
Yeah, this has been something we have rolled out in baseball and softball a while ago, and we've added it to basketball. This has become the thing parents and grandparents are most excited about. Of course, you might want to watch the whole game, but when you think about your kids' sports, you love the team, you know, you care about your community. But unlike professional sports, where you might like just be a fan of the team, most parents really want to see their kids' action. The one shot my kid made during the game, or the block or the rebound or whatnot. And so to be able to, for busy people, busy parents who are doing a lot, taking care of their kids and working, to be able to just get the highlights. So see the 30 seconds where their kid did something, see, or even when the team won the game, that's really powerful. Last year, 110 million highlight clips were created on Game Changer, which is just a number that's like mind-boggling. We know that that's what parents want, whether you're a elementary school kid, you're playing high school ball, you're getting recruited. It doesn't matter what level of play you are. Parents are parents. They love their kids. And you know what? I say this about myself. Like, I want to show off my kids a little bit. I want to send the clip to the chat group with my family and friends. And who doesn't want to do that? It's like a good thing. It's wholesome. They're doing something really positive. And you want to feel proud. You're creating these memories. It's like the old days, you had photos and an album. This is your memories. When your kids grow up, you're going to have these highlights. And no one's streaming the game, no one's scoring the game. There are no highlights. There's no memory unless an app like this or others like it are helping do the job.
And if I'm not mistaken, it will create the highlight for you, but you also have the ability to go in and edit clips as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And you might want to do that because you want some additional plays. You might, and this gets a little into some of the more elite players, right? Like maybe you want to create a recruiting video or photos or a package for that. You can go in and look at all of the video afterwards as an archive, and you can go in and break down the highlights and take clips that you would want. And we're really putting the power to work with this content back into the hands of families. We're not saying that you have to spend a ridiculous amount of money or work with someone else to do it. Everyone has phones. They get easier and easier to use. People have become accustomed to doing a lot of things on their own. We're giving you that power. It's your content, and we want you to be able to do with it what makes sense for you.
You spoke to the recruiting aspect. Like you said, it's not for everybody, but it is for some. And as a college coach, I'll just speak, being able to have something like this and seeing more players put stuff on X, Twitter, and Instagram, this allows you to create something like that and allows me to get something like that very quickly and not having to watch, 15 full games, but being able to create a clip, a short clip that I can keep up with a kid, you know, every few days or something like that. That's a big deal as far as marketing individual players and the ease with which you can just take that clip and put it on social media or send it as a direct message.
A Quick Timeout podcast is presented by Dr. Dish Basketball. Dr. Dish machines are the most advanced shooting machines on the market. If you haven't already, join top programs like the Miami Heat, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Duke Blue Devils, and countless others and upgrade to Dr. Dish Basketball. And now, save an extra $300 on select models when you mention Quick Timeout Podcast. To find out more, visit drdishbasketball.com. A big thanks to 323 Sports for supporting the show. The guys with 323 Sports are a team dealer providing uniforms, gear, equipment, and more to schools and colleges across the country. I've used them on multiple occasions, and their customer service and low prices are second to none. To find out more, visit 323sports.com, or you can reach out directly to a rep at sales@323sports.com. They'll be sure to do it right for your sports program.
I don't want people to miss this as well. Can you talk about how this can be set up for individual teams and something that's sent, I believe, even in the platform itself through messaging systems?
Yeah, so the cool thing is, again, this comes back to giving control and decision-making to the teams. The teams and the coaches can decide who has access to their team. Of course, if it's a very young team under a certain age, there's privacy issues. Let's say it's a high school team. The coaches can say, we're going to invite the community onto the team. We can invite recruiters from colleges onto the team as fans. And then the content can be shared in multiple ways. You can pull it out of the app and send it on iMessage or something on an iPhone or to a social media platform. You can send it through our internal messaging in the app to everyone in the team community or to a small number of people. And you can also look at a very cool thing that we rolled out last year, which is the individual athlete's profile. Some might say it's like the LinkedIn of sports, but it's your entire career history. Let's say you played 6 years. It's all your stats from the different teams you played on. It's all your highlight clips. That is a super powerful thing. Families had to spend in the past dozens of hours, and in some cases, thousands of dollars to put that together. And that's part of your use of the Game Changer app. So, you know, you have a kid, here's his or her profile, and it's everything. That seems obvious that people would want that, but it takes a lot of work to kind of put it together in the background or to do it offline. And there's really, it's how you would want to consume your content. That's a really important thing for us. We don't want you to just do it in a certain way. You can even watch the stuff on the web. If you don't want to be on your phone, you're sitting at home, you're on a laptop, streaming to a connected TV, you can do all of these things. It's really about getting you the stuff in the way that allows you to watch and experience the game.
This is really cool because, like you said, this puts it in the hands, especially of the parents and the families as well. And there's other software that coaches I know have been using and some major ones, but this provides for everyone to be able to control their own narrative and consume things their own way. And they may not want to buy a software package that's going to break down film and that kind of thing for others. And two, this does everything. As coaches listen to this, they may think, well, I can do that with this software, and I can do that with this software and whatever. What I think is cool and the changes that I think are going to be made in the next several years are apps like this, which put everything together in one place. And again, saves you time and sometimes work in getting all of these things to happen at the same time or to happen very quickly for you. And so this is cool. This is really neat. I'll ask you about that. Like, even going forward technology wise and for your app too, changes and steps for moving forward and just in general, technology impacting the sport of basketball.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And by the way, one of the things we've noticed in baseball and other sports is the technology innovation at the pro levels makes its way down to all the way to youth. And that's really exciting. Not everything, but when you read about something that maybe the NBA is doing, you can imagine that over a bit of time, it'll be down in our age group. And we're really focused on that. One of the cool things is we think we're actually pushing the vanguard and the kind of pushing the envelope on tech even faster than some of the pro leagues. The big thing and the big story right now for the next few years is all around AI. Because up till now, we've asked coaches to do some work. It's the easiest app they can use. It gives them a ton of value, but it's a little bit of work. And our goal is to let a coach, a parent, an assistant coach, point a camera on the phone, point the phone at the court, press one button, and get all the value for it. All the live stream, all the highlights, all the stats, all the alerts during the game, and everything in the experience after the game. And that's doable, right? It's how a car drives itself, which has become, you know, much more common and real than it used to be. It's using AI to look at the world around you with a camera and processing it really fast. And because the phones keep getting better, Apple, Samsung, all these companies are building these amazing phones. There's a new one every year. The cameras get better. We're riding that wave. When these kind of things happen, when technology changes everything, you need people's interest in the technology and the tech itself to line up. You need that timing to line up. And we're in one of those moments where, to your point, parents want an integrated experience. They want everything in one place. They want it to work well. They want it to be through the life of the athlete from, let's say, elementary school through high school. And they want all the data. Everyone wants more data. And they want something that's easy to use. So we're working on all those fronts to make this exactly that. And I think as long as we stay focused on what families want, what coaches want, we really feel the pain that they have, understand what it feels like to do the work that they're doing to help their kids, I think we're going to be on the right track.
I know this is the end of the basketball season, but we've got AAU coming up. And I think that this app is perfect for that, especially because of you're playing so many games and parents might be there. Coaches might be there. I've sat in plenty of gym where I just see one coach and that's it. And that's the only person, adult, that's able to be there with the team. But this still provides you with having, it's basically a person for you that's able to record and get you stats and everything like that. I think it can be about, coaches are always asking me, how can we help our athletes better? And providing data and information to support just the film that maybe they send me is helpful for me as a college coach and can be a great way to help an athlete. Last thing before I let you go, Samir, where can people find out more about this and where would you direct them specifically for the basketball information that you've shared with us?
So you can find us in a few places. If you want to download the app, go to the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, look up Game Changer. It's one app for all the sports. Download it, pick your team, pick your sport of basketball. If you want to go onto the web, really easy website, gc.com, and you can get all the information. There's a basketball section. And you know, for the coaches out there, we have a team really devoted to this. We have a community engagement team. We have a customer service team. Reach out, and if you have questions, you can email us at help@gc.com. A real human being who works at Game Changer full time will be happy to assist you get set up, because at the end of the day, we're all about making your life easier as a coach and then helping you work with the team community, with the parents and the kids. So we're here to help. And each team that gets set up is as important to us as the next one. And the more of you that use it, the better it is for everyone. So very, very committed to this work and just really committed to the sport of basketball. I believe there's more teams in kind of high school and youth in basketball than any other team sport, played everywhere. It played by people many months in the year. It's a really exciting sport. My kids played it. I'm really excited about what we can do here. And because of the pace of the sport, we really think we're at the cutting edge of delivering this. There's clearly a need. There's a need, like you said, for a co-pilot, another person helping you. And this is one of the harder sports to do it in, given the pace of play. And so I'm really proud of our team's work to make it happen. There's other sports that move at a slower pace that would be easier to do. We're working in a lot of other sports, but I am personally obsessed with making it work here, because I think we're going to reach the greatest number of kids. And it's probably one of the toughest problems that anyone could solve in this space. And I certainly believe our team is well on our way to doing that.
I love it. I love the idea of it. I'm going to link it too down in the description. That way people can just scroll down and click and get right to that. But Samir, I appreciate you joining the podcast today. And hopefully we can get some more eyes on this great app.
I really appreciate you having me on. I love what you do. And like I said, love the name. Coaches don't have a lot of time. And I'm glad you're out here helping them figure out how to use what time they have. So thank you. I really appreciate it.